Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, welcome back to the Dan Bongino Show. Obviously, we know how Producer Joe's doing. This is, we're not going to mess around with this. This will be presented without interruption, folks. So the memo is out. And in the interest of time and getting to you what you need to know, here are the major takeaways. And if you have been a regular listener to the show throughout, some of this may be unsurprising in a tragic way. What I mean is I wish we were wrong. I think Joe would agree. We didn't want to be. No one wants to be right about the government using police state powers against an American citizen, president of the United States, candidate or otherwise. Here are the takeaways. So number one, and I will include a piece in a supplemental blast of the show notes out today from the Washington Examiner that's very good, that sums up the highlights. Here's point number one, folks. Gosh, this is just amazing stuff. I don't mean that in a good way. So who wrote the piece? We give him a hat tip here. Byron York, of course, who's been doing a great job here on this. Number one, the key points. The Steele dossier formed an essential part of the initial and three renewal FISA applications against Page. Folks, what did I tell you in the show you're probably listening to just 10 minutes ago? That the Democrats now are going to have to rescue the Carter Page investigation. Again, we're not trying to be Karnak here. I'm not interested in, oh, look at me. We predicted this. We're so wonderful. Who cares? But we were right. The show we just recorded, Joe and I, what, Joe, 45 minutes ago?
Yeah.
What did I tell you? I told you they were going to try to rescue Carter Page. Go listen to the sound bites in the show. If you missed the show before and you're listening to this, don't. Stop. Listen to the show before. Jim Clapper, Obama bootlicker, former director of national intelligence under Obama, who knows exactly what's going on, needs to rescue Carter Page. Why do they need to rescue the Carter Page investigation? Carter Page was the boogeyman. Now we know why. Because according to Byron York, the memo is, it's mind-blowing. It is absolutely mind-blowing. The Steele dossier formed an essential part of the initial and all three renewal FISA applications against Carter Page. They were spying on Carter Page based on the dossier, which was fake. We do still live in a constitutional republic. This isn't Cuba, North Korea. I mean, folks, these are serious questions. Think about what I just told you. I just covered this 45 minutes ago. That the lying, disgraceful Democrats involved in it. I'm not talking about you voting Democrats out there. We're tired of this, too. The Hill, swamp rat, disgusting Democrats. I told you we're going to lie to you. Now you know why. Now you know why Clapper specifically used that word. Oh, the extension, you know, it was just an extension of an investigation. Carter Page did it. He's such a bad guy. Now we know the investigation into Carter Page, a Trump foreign policy advisor, was based in large part on a fake document. Takeaway number one. Takeaway number two. Number two, at the FBI, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe confirmed that no FISA warrant would have been sought from the FISA court without the Steele dossier information.
Who
is right? You know, what do you even say to that? Let me read that again. Andy McCabe, the number two at the FBI, whose wife is running as a Democrat in the state of Virginia. Her campaign is funded largely by a PAC Hillary Clinton raised money for. The PAC's working in conjunction with the Democrat governor of Virginia, who is a Clinton consigliere. That's this guy's wife, Andy McCabe. He confirms that this FISA warrant, the warrant to spy on the Trump team, would not have been sought from the FISA court without the Steele dossier information, which is fake. Now you know why, because you probably just listened to the last show. Now you know why Jim Clapper, this swamp rat extraordinaire, did the two-prong approach. First, we have to rescue this Carter Page as the bad guy narrative. Carter Page did it. The boogeyman did it. Why isn't Carter Page under arrest? Oh, because we don't have any evidence to arrest him. Oh, okay. Now you know why. The FISA warrant was against Carter Page. Secondly, Andy McCabe, no warrant would have been issued at all without the Steele dossier. Now, the second prong approach of Jim Clapper. Now you seeing why we played that audio? Make sense now, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
That dossier, he needs to rescue the dossier. Because now, the number two at the FBI, intimately involved in all of this, is now admitted in this memo, that there would have been no FISA warrant to spy on Trump at all without the dossier. You damn well better rescue that dossier now. And that's what they're doing. Oh, no, remember the last show, Jim Clapper. Well, parts of the dossier have been corroborated. Really, Jim, which parts? Oh, that the Russians didn't like Hillary. Oh, wow. Nice job there. What incredible investigative work you just did. That's amazing. You see the strategy here, folks. They're now busted in this memo spying on Carter Page with no evidence but a fake dossier. On one hand, so they better damn well rescue this Carter Page as the bad guy narrative. Is this making sense, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
And number
two, making sense.
Now they're admitting as well that the FISA warrant would have never happened without the information in the dossier. So you damn well better rescue that dossier as well, because you were all going down on this. Bullet point number three here. Again, this is from the Byron York piece, which is terrific. It sums up the memo as best I could see. I'm working quick here, folks. I want to turn this around fast for you. The political origins of the Steele dossier were known to senior DOJ and FBI officials. I can't believe this next line. But they were excluded from the FISA applications. Folks, I mean, are we in Venezuela? Let me read to you again. What happened here? The political origins of the Steele dossier, in other words, that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for it, this is not in dispute, were known to senior DOJ and FBI officials, but excluded from the FISA applications. You think, Joe, maybe that's a relevant point to tell a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court judge that you're looking to spy on the Trump team, but the information you have came from Trump's political opponent? You think they may want to know that, Joe?
Yeah, Dan. This is giving me chills.
This is just staggering information. Now, again, if you've been listening to our show, none of this is surprising to you. We've covered all this, but now we know it. Here's another takeaway. Now, this one I'm going to have to spend just a little bit of time on here because we hit this hard. Now, I was given a heads up on this, and now we can confirm it. You remember, Joe, the show about, I don't know, a week ago, week and a half ago, where we covered the most critical piece of information here is going to be the communication lines. Remember we covered that, Joe? And I said, a critical question, put your investigator hats on, folks, is how is the information on the Trump team constantly being communicated back to Fusion GPS and making it into the hands of American intelligence officials?
Right.
Multiple people approached the Trump team throughout the course of the campaign. Multiple people approached Fusion GPS with information. In some combination, Sergey Milian, Emin Agalarov, Alexander Downer, they have contacts with people on the Trump team. The information they have or are given winds up in Fusion GPS's hands, paid for by Hillary, and it somehow winds up in the FBI's hands. I said to you, because somebody planted a seed there, the communication channel there is going to be critical. Now, the communications channel for one of them, one component of this is obvious. Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele were at one point briefing the FBI. They were getting information from these people on the Trump team and giving it to the FBI, which is bad enough, Joe. Mm. But let me read to you this revelation. Byron York piece again. DOJ official Bruce Orr met with Steele beginning in the summer of 2016 and relayed to DOJ information about Steele's bias. Steele told Orr that he, Steele, was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected president and was passionate about him not becoming president. Now, why does that matter, folks? Because now we can confirm that Steele, after they cut ties with the FBI because the FBI was using media reporting, I'm going to get to that in a second, Joe. After the FBI was forced, probably due to the sunlight, the public exposure of how badly this case was going, to cut ties with Steele, realizing they were going to be caught taking information from a paid political opposition researcher. We already know they used that information to get a warrant. Clear, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At some point, late summer, they cut ties with Steele. But Steele doesn't cut ties with them. Steele goes to Bruce Ohr and starts giving information to Bruce Ohr at DOJ, who's the associate deputy attorney general. He's still giving information into the federal communications channel to be used. That's around the same time Bruce Ohr's wife, Nellie, also gets hired by Fusion GPS. May I suggest to you that they realize quickly that the formal channel of communication with the FBI, Joe, they had to cut it off. Mm-hmm. So how do we keep the information chain, this negative information on Trump, going into DOJ and FBI? Let's hire this guy's wife, Nellie. Let's hire her for Fusion GPS. Let's keep the channel of communication between Christopher, who's generating, Christopher Steele, is generating negative information on Trump and who hates Trump. Now we know this. Let's keep that anti-Trump information going. Let's give it over to Bruce Ohr, who's Nellie Ohr's husband, who works in justice. Whoa. Keep in mind now, the FBI knows the political origins of this Steele dossier and his information. And they are still, there is still information flowing into the justice process or the injustice process through Bruce Ohr, even after the FBI has to cut ties. Okay. The last, final, and most damning of all. The FBI, despite knowing that this is a political document paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and her campaign, the dossier, that is, despite knowing that, despite not telling the FISA court judge that their information was political information paid for by a political opponent, despite still using the information, despite Jim Comey acknowledging that it was salacious and unverified, they go to court, and in order to back up the authenticity of a dossier that has now been entirely discredited, that they're using in court, but they're not telling the judge about, Joe, in order to back it up and give it bona fides and give it a backbone, what do they cite? They used media reporting to back up the authenticity of the dossier. Why is that important? Because who's briefing the media that's reporting on the authenticity of the dossier? Oh, Christopher Steele, the producer of the dossier? Folks, do you understand what I just told you? Federal agents are using information from a source. And remember I said to you in the show before, who verified the source? They're using information from Steele. The information's salacious and unverified. They're not telling a judge in the court where they got it from. They got it from a guy who's being paid by Hillary Clinton, who obviously has an interest in taking down Trump. In order to back up the information they're using in court to spy on the Trump team, they're citing media reporting. But the media reporting's not independent. The media reporting is coming from briefings done by Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. Chew on them apples for a minute. Now, let me suggest to you, the next big break in this case is going to be the bank records. If the bank records show that reporters were also, folks, remember, we put a mental check mark on this. Hint, hint, nod, nod. If the bank records from Fusion GPS show payments to reporters, think about that. So now the Bureau, just to sum up where we're going, they get exposed. They have to cut ties with Steele. Steele maintains the information stream through Fusion GPS by Fusion GPS hiring the wife of a Department of Justice official. The wife and husband are feeding information into the channel still, even after it's exposed they're working for Hillary. They go in front of a judge, the Bureau. Remember I told you yesterday, who swore to that warrant? I'm almost positive I got the name. I just have to confirm it. You're not going to be surprised. This agent swears in court that the information there is true. He doesn't disclose where the information came from to a FISA judge. The FBI now acknowledges through Andy McCabe, the number two, who's already corrupted, that this warrant would have never happened without the dossier. The dossier is proven to be false. How do they buttress the claims in the dossier? They cite media reporting. Who's briefing the media? Fusion GPS, the same exact company that produced this phony, fake document. Folks, go back and listen to 628 on. Everything we told you was going to happen has come true. But remember, the next shoe to drop now is going to be the payments to the media. Because now, if the FBI is using media reports to fortify information to get a warrant, media reports briefed by the same people who produced the fake dossier given to the FBI in the first place.
Right.
The channels being kept open illicitly through Bruce Orr, even after the FBI cuts ties. But then even the media reports are mercenary type reports where media reporters are being paid to plant information in the media. Pravda, Russian propaganda. You know, the greatest irony of this whole story is the media, which reported erroneously on Russian collusion with the Trump team. That never happened. That very same media makes the Russians look like altar boys. Paid mercenaries to plant information used to spy on the Trump team. You SOBs. We'll see. Names are coming out. All right, folks, that's the addendum for this. I appreciate your attention, but this had to be said. I'll see you all on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Get more of Dan online anytime at conservativereview.com. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud. And follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.